The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you'll be well aware, I hope at this stage, that it is Wish Week. And here in News Talk, we have been highlighting the incredible work that Make-A-Wish do in helping create life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in this country. So on that front, I am joined in studio, I'm delighted to say, by Ciara Dunn and by Eli, who had his wish granted. Ciara, it's great to see you again, because I know you were here last year around this time as well, and you were chatting about Sam, one of your other kids, and he got his wish to go to Centre Parks. But before we get into this year's wish, and before we talk about Eli, who's with us, how is Sam?
He's not doing too well.
Okay.
He was in hospital recently. He has deteriorated quite significantly, but our main focus is just keeping him happy.
Yeah, because I remember last year, I mean, yeah, you said a few times in it how happy he is in water and underwater, because this was the wish that he had filled was Centre Parks, wasn't it?
That was it, yeah. And we actually went back before Christmas again.
Oh, great.
And he had a wonderful time. And I'm so glad we did, because then we ended up in hospital for a number of weeks after. So it was great to have the family holiday then with him.
Okay. Well, it's not Sam we're here to talk about. It's Eli, who's with us here in his Wesley top. Eli, how are you?
Good, yeah. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thanks a million for coming in to us as well with your mum. So before we talk about the wish and everything, and as much as either of you are comfortable with, obviously, tell us a little bit about Eli's condition.
Yeah, so Eli was born with an organ that never worked. So throughout the years, it was misdiagnosed, kind of covered up with maybe reflux, colic, you know, things that would be quite common. However, it came to light only a few months ago that unfortunately surgery is needed for Eli with this. He has had a number of hospital stays also regarding that, and has been critically ill with it too. So he has recently come out of hospital. We're only out of hospital, I think, 2 weeks, where he's there for also a few weeks. And it looks like surgery really is the last thing for it. His life will look very different to all of ours. But our hope with Eli is that once this surgery happens, that he will be able to fulfill his dreams.
And how big a job is that surgery? I mean, how serious is the intervention? How long will he be in hospital?
Yeah, so I suppose intervention for Eli will always be needed in regards to an organ that doesn't work. He will need to be in hospital for a week or two after the surgery, but I suppose ongoing treatment will always be needed for Eli regarding this.
Okay.
And we don't fully disclose it, as he is 13. He's also in school and thriving. And while it's a limiting condition that he has, we do believe that he will live the best life that he can.
Absolutely. And Eli, does it, and again, this is just as far as you're comfortable with, does the condition impact you day to day? I mean, you have the Wesley top on. I mean, are you able to kind of go out and, you know, play in the schoolyard, as it were, with the lads? Tell us about that.
I wouldn't be able to play out that much. I'd go out for like a good 30 minutes and then I'd have to come in, and wouldn't last that long in sport.
Okay. So it has a day-to-day impact as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me then, Make-A-Wish, I remember as well, Ciara, you weren't really aware of Make-A-Wish kind of before it came on the radar for Sam.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, it's an awful situation to find yourself on, that you were aware of it, you know, when it comes to Eli. Most of us would love to go through life and never be made aware of something like this. So how did you get involved with them when it came to Eli?
Yeah, so Eli was very sick in January, and it was after a number of operations that he's had significantly over the last few months that I just felt maybe he would meet the criteria at this stage for a wish. So one of the days, it was quite a low moment for us in the hospital, and I just had this spark saying we need something good to happen. And I said to Eli, I said, don't worry, Eli, pull through, keep going, because good things are about to happen. And I didn't let him know that I'd applied for the wish at that time. So I immediately sent off an email to Make-A-Wish. They obviously do all the hard work behind the scenes. You don't know that this is going on. And the next time we were actually in hospital again, Eli hadn't really improved too much. So we ended up back in Crumlin. And while we were waiting to be seen by the surgeon, we got the email that the wish was granted.
So you came up with this wish off your own bat?
So the wish application happens that you have to get a grant for it, but then the conversation starts. So I didn't let him know that I had done this in the background.
Okay.
And then the conversation started was, well, what were we going to apply for? So while we were waiting at Crumlin, you know, things aren't great. Sometimes some days are harder than others. It really just changed our conversation because it made us focus on something.
That's lovely, isn't it? It's a positive thing to look forward to.
Yeah.
And you have so much time as well in a place like that, sitting around to occupy your thoughts.
Yeah. So we went through loads of different things. Would Eli like to travel? Would we like to go see somebody? And Eli, the first thing he said is, the Six Nations are coming up. I hope I'm well enough. If it's a possibility, I'd love to go to the match.
And that was the wish, wasn't it, Eli? It was the opening game, yeah?
Yeah.
So that was against England in the Aviva.
Yeah.
That game went the way we wanted it to go. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So much fun.
And so what else was involved on the day then, beyond just going to the match and cheering on the team?
So we also got a hotel to stay in, which was right beside the Aviva Stadium. And that was a very nice hotel that we stayed in. And then before we went to the match, we were walking around Dublin.
Nice.
Yeah.
And did you get to meet any of the players?
Yeah, a few of them were waving at me.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite player?
It would be Johnny Sexton, but he doesn't play anymore.
No. Did you see him there, though?
No, I didn't spot him.
No, okay.
I'd say he was there, though.
Probably around there somewhere, I'm sure he was. So you'd have to come up with somebody new now that Johnny Sexton is after hanging up with
Booth. I'd say Josh Vandeflair. He went to Wesley.
That's right, he did actually. Yeah, went to your old school. You're probably all very proud of him there. I'm sure lots of your teachers probably taught him.
Maybe
they did. Some of the older ones. Some of the older ones. Not so much the younger ones. Did you enjoy it, Kira?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. And this was a very different wish to Sam. So Sam's was involving the entire family. So we went to Centre Parks and we felt with his condition, it does impact the entire family, even on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So with Eli, I really felt, you know what? It's Eli's wish. Let's have mom and dad to himself. And Eli, you know, totally.
Because Eli has four siblings, does he?
He does.
Okay,
yeah.
So mum and dad have their work cut out for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was great just to spend that time with him, given, you know, being in hospital for weeks, if not months, it's hard to, you know, have kind of good times. So it was great that we also were offered to stay in a hotel the night before, so the Sandy Mount Hotel. And I have to give them a shout out because not only did they, you know, accommodate us, but they also gave us loads of treats. They gave us a huge welcome when we got there.
Lovely.
So it was just amazing. And the day then, we decided to walk from Bullsbridge into the Aviva just to be part of the atmosphere and to really get the best experience from the day. So.
And it strikes me the way you described just the timeline that, you know, Eli was in hospital before this. You mentioned he's been back in hospital since. So this was this little oasis in the middle of all of that.
It was. Sam was actually back in 3 days later. And then Eli was in 2 days after Sam got out of hospital. So it was literally this tiny little window. If it happened to be on any other match, the Ireland that we're playing, we wouldn't have been able to go.
Yes.
So it was amazing that we were able to just switch off for that weekend.
And so tell us again, and I know I asked you this last year, but how much has Make-A-Wish brought to the family? You know, with Sam as well in Centre Parks and Eli now as well. And obviously from their point of view, they loved it. And I'm sure Eli loved the game. But from your point of view as well.
Make-A-Wish are able to give that extra help and they never forget about you. And it's something that you wish for as parents that you were able to give, but due to finances and organisation, you're trying to organise medical needs. And of course, you know, with two children who are quite critically ill, I just wouldn't have the time to do this. And they take all of that away. And when you're sitting there in hospital wanting to do something, give them something, just something aside from everything that's going on, Make-A-Wish are able to do that. And they really never give up. They never forget about you. Even when Sam was in hospital recently, they reached out and they sent him a little gift as well, you know, and they really go out of the way. And I have to say, the application process from applying for loads of different things over the years, it is the most lovely application process. Like I said, they do all the work behind the scenes. You don't have to fill in 10 million pages of what condition they have. They do all of that work behind you. So, yeah, they're really incredible.
Yeah, listen, that sounds it. So I know you mentioned kind of surgery looming. When is that happening?
Yeah, so we're actually travelling to Great Ormond Street tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Because like that, it's quite a complex case. Yeah. We do have an amazing team here. However, we do have to go over and some testing that isn't available here is available over in Great Ormond Street. So we're travelling over tomorrow to meet the team over there. And then hopefully he will have surgery over the next coming weeks, if not months.
All right. Okay. So the process getting underway. Listen, we wish you the absolute best of luck with it. I really mean it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Eli, great to see you. Thanks a million for coming in to us.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.